Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A report from the United Nations says the world's emissions reduction plans would allow far more global warming than targeted in the Paris Climate Accord. The report, issued in advance of this weekend's start of the COP26 Climate Change Summit in Scotland, says some of the biggest emitters, including the U.S., aren't on track to hit their pollution targets. A mixed earnings report from General Electric this morning. The company reported stronger profits in the latest quarter thanks to increased revenue in its jet engine business and said lower than expected sales of its industrial equipment were offset by cost cutting. But the company also lowered its overall revenue forecasts for the rest of the year. And drug maker Eli Lilly is asking U.S. health regulators to approve a new treatment for early-stage Alzheimer's disease. Lilly said in tests earlier this year, the drug delivered through an IV infusion modestly slowed the cognitive and functional decline of early-stage Alzheimer's patients over 18 months by targeting the substance that forms plaques in the brain. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.